Well, joining us right now to discuss how the COVID pandemic is impacting his city is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
And good afternoon, as always. Thank you for having me on again this week.
So what are the latest numbers in the city of Brockton right now?
Yeah, I mean, the sadness continues. Our death count has continued to rise since I spoke to you last week. We are at 235 deaths right now in the city of Brockton. We're at 169 current active cases and 28,885 total cases. I'm sorry, I misread that. The death count is 535. I'm sorry, I said 235. So we're an uptick of 14 cases from yesterday. But the good news is that the census numbers at the hospitals are drastically decreased. Our current active cases of 169 is actually really, really great. We're up to 3,000 active cases not too long ago. So we took a vote the other night, school committee, and I chair the school committee, Dan, and it was a policy subcommittee. So we are honoring the Commissioner Riley and Governor Baker's declaration. So masks, Brockton Public Schools, will be optional as of the 28th, although they are mandatory on the buses and vans as set by the federal guidelines. So you know, as mayor, I was proud to vote on that. The students and staff need to have the ability to decide if they want to wear a mask or not.
And as you said, it'll be entirely up to the students. And will the individual schools be able to make a decision on that on their own, or will that be kind of a citywide decision?
No, it's a citywide. It's a school committee ratified the other night. So again, as of the 28th, we are going to honor what was declared by the governor and Commissioner Riley. And again, I'm a dad of three kids, and I know at least one of my children said, you know, that she wants to continue wear a mask. So it is going to be up to the parents, the guardians, the loved ones, and you know, we're going to be able to see some smiling faces. It's long overdue, but we are going to continue to be, you know, safe and disinfect, and we're going to have all the PPE, and school nurses are all hands on deck as they've been. So that's going to be effective on the 28th, which is right after February vacation, which is next week.
Now, will there be any restrictions in other city buildings?
You know, I'm looking at that. I have a mask mandate still here at City Hall. It's my intention that we'll be able to reflect what we're doing on the school buildings on the 28th as well. So working with our law department, again, we have really been disproportionately affected. COVID's not gone. We know that. But again, we're really ramping up. The booster shots and the vaccine percentages are really going in the right direction. So I'll be working with the city solicitor on that, Dan. But as of right now, if you came into City Hall, you have to wear a mask.
And of course, the Shaw Center, that's still chugging along?
It is. Yeah, it's still a regional site as designated by DPH. Again, it was a city site and then it pivoted over to a regional site. First and second shots, booster shots. It's being administered by Brewster Ambulance that's been chosen by DPH, Department of Public Health. So that is still going on. We're still doing the trailer outside of the Shaw Center for testing. And Massasoit Community College also has a testing site in conjunction with Transformative Health. So one thing I do want to give a shout-out, I want to thank everybody in the town of West Bridgewater that invited me over last night to participate in their bicentennial celebration. Of course, Brockton used to be North Bridgewater back in the day, so I was just honored that the Board of Selectmen and the town administrator, David Gagne, invited me over there. It was a really good turnout, Dan, by local elected officials, state and county elected officials, but more importantly, the people of the town of West Bridgewater. So it was a fun night, and I thank them again for the invitation.
Now, something I did want to also ask you about on kind of non-COVID related was the incident going on at the Brockton RMV. I was wondering if you had any comments on that.
Yeah, I mean, all I can say is, you know, as mayor, I want everybody driving on the roads in the city of Brockton to be done in a proper manner and follow all the procedures. And, you know, safety is paramount. So the RMV did notify my office just last week. So, again, I do feel that the mechanisms are being enacted in a positive manner, and I'm really, you know, I'm really glad that the state was able to determine that, you know, some things were done that should not have been done. But at the end of the day, my role as a local city official is to make sure that we have safety on the roads, and again, RMB is working on that right now.
And something else I wanted to talk to you about, we talked about this the last time we spoke, but William Allen, his commutation was approved by the Governor's Council.
It was. So, again, you know, we're waiting for the governor to sign it technically, right? That's the final piece. So I know, as I said to you that day, we spoke, attorney Christine McDonald, who was a neighbor of mine on Wellington Street in Ward 2 growing up. McDonald family was a huge family, great family. And she's been an advocate. So I want to applaud attorney McDonald for her efforts on this. And, you know, we'll see what happens for the governor. But I do want to thank everybody that's been involved. I know that Devin McCourty from the New England Patriots has been actively involved in this as well. So, again, it definitely has been a collaborative effort on that manner.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, Mr. Mayor, I think we are going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us today. We do appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next week.
Dan, I just want to let you know, next week I will not be speaking to you. I'm doing my dad duties. It's school vacation week. I'm taking Thursday and Friday off from being the mayor of Brock, and I'm going to be with my kids and my wife. So you will not hear from me next week, but the following week I'm back.
All righty. Well, you enjoy your vacation, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Be well. Bye-bye.
All right. Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan.